Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back here with Pit Coach Pat Narduzzi. Good morning to you. Good morning, Coach. How's everything?
Everything's great. Good morning, you guys. Great to have you here this morning.
We are
back.
Thanks
for having us.
You know, the other night I was telling Chris this, and we were talking about it yesterday. Friday and Saturday night, for the first time of the year, it kind of felt like football a little bit. It was like high 50s at night. It's in the air. Like, we're feeling it.
You can feel the temperature. And, you know, when the Steelers are playing, you know, I mean, our kids are cranked up for it, that's for sure.
All right, tell me how you got your team back to center after Rashard Weaver, after what happened with Rashard. He gets hurt. You have to – it's an awful part of football, but it happens. Guys get hurt. How do you tell the guys, you see that guy over there, he's not playing this year, but we still got this?
You know, I think, you know, that's college football. That's sports. That's, you know, collegiate athletics, you know, overall is – you know, it's a little bit of adversity. We try to teach our guys about adversity and what you do with it. You know, Rashad's stronger. He'll help us coach. But our kids are resilient. They'll come back. The next guy's up. I mean, the next day, you know, Desmond Alexander plays the best he's played. I mean, it's like an opportunity. You know, kids see a window open. And our football team will play for Rashard Weaver.
A lot of people talk about how the Coastal is – it's just – it's crazy. It's 6 years in a row, six different – division champs in this division of the ACC. But then you also see that nobody's picking you guys to repeat. And that strikes me as, and I don't know if it's an opportunity, maybe it's too basic on my assumption, an opportunity to motivate guys to say, hey, you know what, we went to the ACC championship game last year, and I don't see anybody picking us to go back. Let's show them that we are, in fact, planning on going back.
Yeah, and again, you know, overall, Chris, we don't care what they say out there. We're just going to focus on what we do. You know, if we start thinking about, you know, whether they, you know, say we're going to be there or we're not going to be there, it really is no concern to us. We're just going to continue to work hard over here on the South Side, get our team prepared, our coaches prepared to compete, you know, every week. And I think that's going to be the key. But the Coastal is, you know, it's up and down. There's someone there. And, again, the great thing is anybody can win it. And so I think, you know, you're playing, I think, in one of the best divisions in college football. Everybody talks about maybe it's up and down, but it means there's a lot of good football teams. The other side of it, it's Clemson. And we know Clemson's going to be there. It's like, you know, just who's Clemson going to play? I would rather be in this division where, you know, you have an opportunity. And, again, it's from top to bottom really, really sharp.
College football, by its nature, is the only level of football where there are no practice games. You jump right in and they count. And they really count for you this year because you jump right into a conference game. Do you like that dynamic of playing Virginia right away?
You know, I do. You know, do I like both versions? You know, do you like to open up with maybe a smaller opponent and get a warm-up game, a preseason game like, you know, the NFL gets? You know, you like that too. So I like a little bit of both. You know, I think if you had the same thing every year, maybe it gets old. I think, you know, a little alternating of who you're playing is key. But I think our kids will be, you know, ready to go come August 31st. I got to make sure, you know, physically we're fresh enough to go. You know, there's times when you come out of camp and your kids are worn out in that opener. But we got to make sure they're not worn out in this opener, that's for sure. We got to have our legs back. They can't have camp legs. So that's going to be on me, is make sure we're a fast team when we go out there and we're mentally prepared to take on a great Virginia team who's obviously picked to win the Coastal Division. So, you know, our kids will be ready. And I do like it because I think our kids will prepare mentally for that more than, well, we, you know, we got that game. You know, it's not till this week that we really have a game. That's not the case.
What were the conversations like with Mark Whipple, and what led you guys to believe that he's the right guy to help this offense evolve from really run heavy last year? Obviously, that's where you had the talent, to now an offense that looks like it should be based around Kenny and a fleet of receivers that all have a ton of talent.
Yeah, Chris, I mean, we have to be, you know, two-dimensional. We can't be a heavy run offense. We can't be a heavy pass offense, which, you know, we'll never be that. But We want to be, you know, two-dimensional. We want to be able to run the football and set it up. But, you know, I think anytime, you know, a defense makes an offense one-dimensional, regardless if it's run or pass, you're going to have trouble. So Mark Whipple brings us that element. I think he does a great job passing the ball. We'll have obviously some of the same elements we did running the ball last year. So we just need to keep things going and become a better passing team.
Tell me about the method to your madness for offering honest appraisal, I guess, to your receivers. It hasn't always been nice in the past couple years. You've told them they need to get better in no uncertain terms.
Yeah, I've told them they need to get better, but you know, when you talk
you
about
you said they stunk.
When did I say that?
That's what Jerry DePaula has in his story.
He
as
did?
I sit
when
here,
he
they
that?
Stink. Just the other day, I'm going to quote. as I sat here last year, a year ago, I'm going to say they stink. August 7th is your daughter's birthday, right?
Yep, that's
right. You said
right.
it that day.
August 7th. So the reason I said that is a year ago, sitting out back
right?
you know, before practice, you know, I told him our receivers are talented. And then, you know, when everybody sees you guys all look and say, gosh, we don't throw the ball, all we do is hand it off, they must not be talented. So I said they must stink then. I'm just going to say they stink, and then we'll find out what happens. So a little bit of a joke there, but they obviously don't stink. And you know, we think they're pretty good, but you know, they got to come out and play. And we, you know, again, it's never just a receiving core. It wasn't what, you know, they did. It's a combination of the whole entire passing game. It all goes together. It's not the quarterback. It's not the receivers. It's the O-line too. They better protect. So there's a lot that goes into a passing game, and you know, we're in the process of making that better.
Do you need to find more behind French and Taysier though?
You know, we've got some guys. I mean, Shockey is going to be a guy that, you know, I think, you know, you're going to hear a lot about, Dontavis Butler-Jenkins. So we've got some guys that can play. You know, I guess we'll find, matter of fact, they all stink, Colin, so we'll find out. They all stink. So, no, we don't have anybody.
All that said about the passing game, how does Kenny Pickett get better this year?
You know, I think, you know, it's decision-making and making quick decisions on where the ball goes and knowing where to go with the ball quicker. And I think that's something, you know, it's not like he's a veteran quarterback. I mean, he started one game 2 years ago. Last year, he got his first season under his belt. It's year two, and I think we're going to see a big improvement from, you know, his year one starting to year two. He's a different guy. So we'll find out, and you guys will talk to him here shortly.
Different just on the field or different, like, mentality? When he walks into the building, Is Kenny different than he was a year ago?
He's certainly different. I mean, he's more mature. He's just a different. I mean, he's got confidence about him, but not cocky. And you're going to see physically, he's a great looking kid too.
I asked Charlie the same question that I'm going to ask you as a defensive guy. How much has football really evolved on the defensive side too? It doesn't matter if it's a 3-3-5. It doesn't matter if it's a 4-3. Let's get our best athletes out there and let's try to take that football away from other teams.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you're doing is trying to get your best athletes on the field. And you know, that's always been my philosophy. And I think we were way ahead of the pack. I was talking to some NFL scouts on the field the other day, just talking about linebackers and athletic linebackers. And, you know, Zeiss is doing a great job with the Chargers and is actually one of the Charger scouts here. And we were talking about him. But, you know, people haven't got those. They're like, we're looking for safeties that can play linebacker.
Right.
And I'm like, I've been doing that for 20 years. I mean, we play with three linebackers, but that one guy, what we call our star that lines up to the field is a, you know, kind of a, you know, hybrid, you know, safety linebacker. So, you know, we're looking for athletes on the field. And again, the front doesn't matter. It's how you get your, you know, your 11 best on the field.
What's the talent level like when you look at the, I guess, back seven, for lack of a better way to put it, when you look at your backers and your secondary, is that – because this defense overall, I think when some people looked at it, said, again, because of the presence of Rashad Weaver, the strength may be up front, but now you deal with it, his absence. And do you look at any one part of this defense as maybe more mature and more ready to take on the task this year of improving over last year than one group or the other?
Yeah. Well, you'd have to say, Chris, the secondary for sure, especially with Rashad being out. You know, I think overall, really, our D tackles are strong. I think we're good inside there. But when you look at it as a whole with, you know, Dane Jackson and Jason Pinnock and Damari Mathis at the corner spots and Paris Ford with Damar Hamlin and really Stocker, the top three back on the, you know, in the safety area, that we're strong back there. We got, you know, we knock on wood and continue to keep them healthy there. But, you know, I feel, you know, good overall. And then even the linebacker core is all three, you know, three new starters, really, when you look at it from where they were a year ago, but very athletic crew there.
Last thing for you, have you talked to Dennis Hennigan? Is he still ahead of the officials? Are you going to have a soft spot for the ACC officials this year, Pat?
I'm always soft spot. Dennis, actually, maybe we should have had him on the radio today. He was just here yesterday. Spent about an hour and a half with him, and you know, with some of the new blindside blocks, which is going to be crazy when you think about the new rules that coaches are worried about, and players certainly should be worried about. But we had great conversations yesterday. I've always had a great relationship with him. That doesn't mean on game days you like what happens. Dennis Henneken's a great man.
All right, Pat, good luck to you. Thank you, as always. We really do appreciate it. We'll chat again soon.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Pat.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.